Hey everybody, we're going to take a look at Mark chapter 11 and verse 27. And they came again to Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the temple, the chief priests and the scribes and the elders came to him. And they said to him, "By what authority are you doing these things? Or who gave you this authority to do them?" Jesus said to them, "I will ask you one question. Answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. Was the baptism of John from heaven or from man? Answer me." And they discussed it with one another, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But shall we say from man?" They were afraid of the people, for they all held that John really was a prophet. So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." And he began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard and put a fence around it and dug a pit for the wine press and built a tower and leased it to tenants and went into another country. When the season came, he sent a servant to the tenants to get from them some of the fruit of the vineyard. And they took him and beat him and sent him away empty-handed. Again, he sent to them another servant, and they struck him on the head and treated him shamefully. And he sent another, and him they killed. And so with many others, some they beat and some they killed. He had still one other, a beloved son. Finally, he sent him to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But those tenants said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." And they took him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard. What will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the tenants and give the vineyard to others. Have you not read this scripture? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And they were seeking to arrest him, but feared the people, for they perceived that he had told this parable against them. So they left him and went away. So this scripture opens up a sequence where Jesus is faced by consecutive groups of leaders. And in this first episode, it appears as though all of the leaders or representatives of many of the different parties of the Jewish faith and leadership of the Jewish faith challenge Jesus. This is probably members of the Sanhedrin, the religious ruling council in Jerusalem. And they open up with this question. Well, of course, it's important to note that they will come one after another with various ways of trying to come against Jesus. And he pretty much handily, it's like an action movie, he dismisses all of them. And of course, this is the focus of what will get him killed here in the Gospel of Mark. So their question is, by what authority do you do this? Another way of putting it is, who gave you the right to do this? And what is important to note is that Jesus understands that this is not an honest question. Or maybe we should say it this way. He understands that these men are not seeking the truth. They're not out to find out the truth from God and to stake their lives on it, regardless of what the outcome is and regardless of what they may lose. They're out to preserve their place. After all, Jesus came, and the things that he did were call their system into question. To say, "You have taken my father's house and turned it in the opposite direction of my father's purposes." And so their challenge to Jesus' authority is trying to catch him and trying to secure their own place. It is not to seek truth. This is why what Jesus does is answer a question with a question, as he often does. He says, "Well, look, I'll answer your question if you answer me a question." And he asks him what they thought about John the Baptist. And this is significant because, of course, as it unfolds, it turns out most people thought that John was from God. We know from the gospel itself that John was sent by God. So we know the answer to the question. John was from God. But in the way they answer the question, it shows what they're really concerned about. They feared the people. They're modern-day Sauls. They're using religion more to maintain their position, to maintain their security, to maintain their status quo, to maintain their neighborhoods. They're not using religion for justice and righteousness and mercy. And so in their analysis of how to answer the question, they really are acting like lawyers. Well, guys, if we say it was from God, you know, that's a problem because he'll just say, well, you didn't follow him. And if we say it wasn't from God, all the people are going to get angry at us. Ooh, we're really stuck here. And so they say they don't know. And again, the issue is that they worried what people would think. So he says, fine, since you won't answer my question, I'm not going to answer your question. Maybe we could put it this way. Remember in Matthew, Jesus says, don't cast your pearls before swine. Jesus understood that these individuals were not coming to him to learn from him. They were not coming to him to find out what the truth was. They weren't coming to him to find out what God really thought. They were coming to protect their position. And Jesus simply acknowledges, I don't have to answer such questions. Sometimes I think we think that every question that gets lodged against Christianity or maybe gets lodged against our personal faith deserves an answer. And Jesus is teaching us here, no, actually not. I mean, these guys aren't dealing honestly and they don't really want to know the answers. They simply want to stand in the way of truth. I would say that the testimony of Scripture says that God answers all honest questions. And the evidence of that is at the end of this sequence, there will be one guy who asks an honest question and Jesus gives him a commendation. So I think Christianity says every honest question is welcome, but not questions like this that are meant to win an argument, to make you look good, to defend oneself, but not meant to find out what the truth is and adjust one's life. So Jesus won't give time to insincere, self-promoting people who come asking their questions. But he definitely wants to give time to those who are humble and want to know the truth. So what's interesting is he then tells a parable. And remember, he tells the parables often to catch people in their own pride. And so he tells this parable that's really transparent, right? I mean, this is not a difficult parable to figure out. The temple is the vineyard. God the Father is the one who built it. The people in whose hands he entrusted it are the leaders among the Jewish people. And the various messengers that come are the prophets. The last messenger that came, as he says in the parable, was John himself. So there's Jesus making it clear what he thinks. John was sent of God. And then when they see him, now he's predicting they're going to kill him and throw him out of the city. So notice Jesus doesn't just refuse to give their question and answer, but he goes on and gives them a riddle that shows them as the ones that are really in the wrong here, the ones who are usurping authority, who are seizing authority for themselves to take what doesn't belong to them. Jesus is acting here like a New Testament Nathan, telling a parable that's meant to catch them, I believe meant to catch them to help them to come to repentance, but they don't come to repentance. And this is where it says, and they were seeking to arrest him, but feared the people, right? They want their position. They want the people's respect. They don't want truth. They don't want to know what God teaches. They want to secure their place. And so Jesus tells this parable, but this is kind of the turning point where it's pretty clear from here on out that they're determined to kill Jesus. So may we not be people who use our questions and our language to protect ourselves, to promote ourselves, to secure our position, but may we be those who come looking for the truth and looking to change whatever we need to change about ourselves to accord with the truth. And may Jesus, who is the truth, the light, and the way, lead us in that truth. Amen.